This is 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. It's All Things Considered. This week, the Columbus Zoo is mourning a loss. Born just a few weeks ago, a female elephant calf died yesterday. Her death follows the loss of three giraffes earlier this year. Dr. Randy Youngie is Vice President of Animal Health at the Columbus Zoo, and he joins us now. Randy, for those of us who were following the story of the young elephant, the daughter of Phoebe, the news came as a shock. Can you tell us what happened?
Yes, it certainly was a shock. It was a devastating event for all of us. We're still putting the pieces together, but the information we have at this point is that early yesterday morning, the baby, who hasn't even been named yet, went off feed, stopped nursing from her mom at about 7:30 in the morning. She appeared to be uncomfortable, not normally alert. We were concerned that she had an infection. Treated her aggressively with fluids, antibiotics, supportive care, including a transfusion from our plasma bank, a transfusion from her mother, Phoebe. And that initial treatment seemed to be quite effective. She rallied, she went over and immediately began nursing from her mom, and we were hopeful that we had gotten ahead of whatever was going on with the little girl. But a couple of hours later, she started to decline again, and of course, we reinitiated our therapy. But in this case, we weren't successful, and she arrested and died.
That seems really sudden. Are there more complications for animals that are born in captivity versus those that are born in the wild?
I would say no. In fact, there are many animals in human care that survive because they're in human care. Many relatively minor injuries or infections in wild animals become significantly worse because they're not getting any medical care. So what might be a small infective wound without proper care can become a significant one. Or an animal that is a little ill and not able to catch food may become malnourished, whereas in the zoo, we're going to take care of them and make sure we're meeting all their needs.
This follows the deaths of three giraffes within the last 6 weeks. That's a lot of loss in a short period of time. Is there anything that the zoo is looking at changing in its breeding programs or otherwise?
It is a lot of loss. It's been devastating for us. Any time that we have any significant event, whether it's a death or a significant medical event or illness or something like that, we review the entire case in great detail. We call it debriefing. We look over every aspect of the cases to try to figure out what we could have done differently or better, or do we need more staff or more equipment, or what would have changed this. And we certainly did that with all three of these cases. And in retrospect, there's no single event in any of these cases that we thought if this had happened, things would have been differently. In addition to that, we have an external review committee. It's called our Animal Health Committee. This is a review committee of a group of about a dozen experts, both veterinarians, physicians, and animal experts that will review these cases. We meet, the committee meets quarterly. So next time they meet, we'll review the giraffe cases as well as elephant cases. And that's not so much a formal review, but an exchange of information. Here's what we did. What other perspectives are there? Are there things that we could have done differently? Are there any suggestions about what we might do in the future? Our initial evaluations of the case, again, suggest that they're just unfortunate coincidences. I mean, these animals are very near and dear to these people. The keepers and the veterinary staff basically pour their lives into these animals, especially something like the elephant calf. You know, the elephant gestation is 2 years. I mean, I knew this calf well before she was even born. And then we saw her every day of her life up until the day that she died. So it's about as close as you can get to an animal. It's about as much as a member of your family as an animal could be.
I'm so sorry. That must be really hard.
It is very hard.
Dr. Randy Youngie is the Vice President of Animal Health at the Columbus Zoo. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.